This new survey really opened my eyes to a big disconnect. There's a growing push to bring cryptocurrency into workplace retirement plans, but most Americans do not feel ready for it.
That is the central finding, and it is worth taking seriously. About 77% of Americans view crypto in employer-sponsored retirement plans as risky.
That says a lot. It shows how much skepticism is still out there, even though policymakers, industry advocates, and some investors keep making the case for broader access to digital assets in retirement planning.
The main reason is that retirement savings are not really the same thing as speculative investing. For many workers, a 401k or similar plan is not about chasing growth. It is about long-term security, predictability, and peace of mind.
Exactly. People are not usually looking at their retirement account and thinking, this is the place to take a high-risk bet. That is why adding something as volatile as Bitcoin or other tokens feels uncomfortable.
And it is uncomfortable for good reason. Employees may not have the expertise, the time, or even the desire to manage that kind of complexity.
There is also a bigger distinction here between awareness and trust. So many people are now familiar with cryptocurrency, digital wallets, exchanges, and the idea of decentralized finance.
But familiarity does not automatically create comfort. Someone can be curious about crypto as an asset class and still not want it to become a core part of their retirement strategy, especially through an employer plan.
That feels very human to me. Curiosity and "I want this connected to my future security" are two different conversations.
Several factors explain why crypto still feels risky. The most obvious one is volatility. Cryptocurrencies have historically moved much more sharply than traditional assets, such as stocks, bonds, or index funds.
And retirement plans are usually built around long-term stability, not rapid price swings. That mismatch is hard to ignore.
If a worker's savings can fall by double digits in a short period, that creates real anxiety. And that anxiety is stronger when the asset is embedded in a workplace plan.
Right, because many employees do not design their own full investment lineup. They are often presented with a menu of options, which can make crypto exposure feel less like a deliberate choice and more like an unexpected risk.
Regulatory uncertainty is another major barrier. Even though crypto has gained more legitimacy in some areas, the U.S. legal and regulatory environment remains complicated.
That is a big deal. When people are thinking about money, they may need decades from now. Taxation, investor protection, custody, exchange rules, and institutional access are not fully settled in the way many workers would want.
For many people, that uncertainty is enough to pause. They may not oppose crypto in principle, but they want clarity before trusting it with long-term retirement savings.
Complexity is another reason people hesitate. Crypto involves wallets, self-custody, exchanges, different token types, staking, yield products, and tax reporting.
For many employees, that can feel overwhelming. Retirement planning usually works best when it is simple. Choose a diversified option, contribute regularly, and stay the course.
Crypto can complicate that simplicity, especially for people who do not see themselves as finance specialists.
Despite this public caution, there is a growing policy push to expand access to alternative assets in workplace retirement plans.
Proponents argue that some Americans may want exposure to crypto, and that offering it inside a retirement account could make the asset more accessible, regulated, and integrated into mainstream financial planning.
They also argue that if crypto is going to be part of the future financial system, it should not be left entirely outside the retirement framework. Some investors may want a small allocation for diversification or long-term growth potential.
And there is an important distinction in that argument. Offering crypto as an option is not the same as mandating it. Retirement plans would not be forcing crypto on anyone. They would simply be providing a choice.
Still, the survey suggests that many Americans want more evidence of safety, oversight, and stability before they feel comfortable with the idea.
Employers and plan sponsors are likely to be cautious as well, and that is understandable. Workplace retirement plans operate under fiduciary standards, meaning those managing them have legal and ethical responsibilities to protect participants.
Adding an asset class with high volatility, evolving regulation, and operational complexity requires strong guardrails. That may include stricter eligibility requirements, clearer disclosures, better custody arrangements, more robust investor education, and limiting crypto to a small portion of overall plan options rather than making it a prominent default.
For workers, if crypto becomes more widely available in retirement plans, there are several practical things to consider. First, they should understand the asset itself, including the differences between Bitcoin, Ethereum, stablecoins, and other tokens, since each carries different risks and use cases.
Second, they should consider their time horizon. People close to retirement may be less willing to hold high-volatility assets in their core savings.
Third, they should check fees and structure, because some crypto investment options may have higher costs or less transparent fee structures than traditional funds.
Fourth, they should review custody and security, including who holds the assets and how they are protected.
Fifth, they should consider tax implications, since crypto transactions can create taxable events and retirement plan treatment may add another layer of complexity.
Finally, they should keep diversification in mind. Even if someone is optimistic about crypto, it may make more sense to treat it as a smaller part of a broader portfolio rather than a central pillar.
The broader takeaway is that public trust is not automatic. Even as regulation, institutional adoption, and policy discussion continue to evolve, many Americans are still watching closely before deciding whether crypto belongs in their long-term financial planning.
The fact that 77% see it as risky does not end the conversation, but it shows that the industry and regulators still have meaningful work to do if retirement plan crypto is to move from a controversial idea to a trusted option.
Ultimately, the issue is not only whether crypto can be included in workplace retirement plans.
It is whether Americans will feel confident enough to use that option with their most important savings.
Until the case for safety, clarity, and long-term reliability is made in plain language, skepticism is likely to remain the dominant response.
The survey suggests that caution is appropriate, especially when new and volatile assets enter the realm of retirement planning.